Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Tip on BetMGM Network. It's Wednesday. And coming with us as we are live across the country, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the East, streaming on Stadium in our final hour. Also streaming on X as well. Bet Sweat's on the way. God, I ran up during the break and I decided I would bring the lovely Catherine some coffee. And we have a brand new rug under our bed that we just bought like a week ago. And I walk up there. Almost spilled coffee everywhere. Luckily, her house shoes caught the drips of coffee coming off the coffee cup and prevented it from going on the rug. So, saved by the house shoes. It wasn't a ton, but it wasn't great. Whew, sometimes in the morning, I get super clumsy. It's not great.
I feel like this is why you get a rug that has a pattern on it. I am so thankful that we didn't get like a solid colored rug because we've had plenty of spill on our rug. But luckily, there is like a leopard pattern to it. So it's like, oh, it's just part of the leopard print. So is it something that would show the stains very easily? Does it have like some type of a print to it?
Yes, it's dark and it has a print on it. So I'm really lucky there. But we just got it. So I didn't want to be the guy that coffee stains on it already. You probably wouldn't be able to see them. But thankfully, I looked down and I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, honey. And she was like, oh, don't worry about it. Look at that. And I saw two drips of coffee on her lime green house shoes, whatever they are, and wash those off, and now everything is good to go. That's how I know. Sometimes I look for a sign. Is it going to be a good sign that I'm going to win my bets today? And that's the good sign, because it could have been a disaster. Instead, saved.
Or maybe you already used all of your good luck. Like sometimes I look at days like that, where like if your day has a really bad start to it, you're like, all right, like it can't get any worse from here, right? I haven't hit a single green light.
That's true.
So, like, maybe the day has to go up from here. So, I don't know, Jenks. Depends on how you want to spin it.
That's true. What are you doing today? Anything fun? Is Blake playing baseball today?
She had a softball game last night. So, today, we don't really have anything on the schedule. But, like, I don't know. It's a Wednesday. Nothing
spectacular.
How's the
swing looking? What about Blake?
I mean, it's better.
Okay. That's good. I'm keeping tabs.
We almost had a parent fight last night, which is wild. Like, it's six and under T-ball.
And why?
With some coach pitch thrown in there. Because the other team, like, half our team. So, the other team, when they do three pitches where the coach pitches it, and if they don't hit it, they go off the tee. So, the other coaches out there is the pitcher. And so, our team is the fielders. So, half our team was not on the field. They were still in the dugout getting their gloves on. And the guy starts pitching. So there is a batter that hits it to third. There's nobody even like in the area of it. And we're like, okay, it's one batter, whatever. And then the next batter gets up there and he starts pitching again. We're like, our team's not on the field. Because like there's not umpires for six and under T-ball slash coach pitch. So I'm like, dude, like we're just trying to learn the game. So can you wait till our players get out there? And then he like fires back. He's like, well, your coach said it was fine. You guys need to stay out there. I'm like, all right, all right. But luckily, the guy that was like yelling the most from our stands was a cop. So I was like, oh, you want to go toe-to-toe with a Hendersonville cop? Good luck.
Knock yourself out, buddy. Good luck with that. Well, looking for some good luck on Bet Sweats later on today. Actually, coming up in about 50 minutes here, top of the hour, Joe, Sammy P are going to look at college football playoff futures, give their weekly power rankings as well, and a slate of great guests coming your way. Nate Collins joins at 9:20. Corby B.O. from Better Odds joins at 10:20. And then Eric Kratz from Foul Territory TV is talking baseball at 11 o'clock. All right, let's get to it, and hopefully luck is on our side today.
Time to place your bets.
As per usual, looks like you have one winner on the card, and I'm just going to lose my mind here.
Ah, knock on wood. Hopefully it is a winner. All right, today I'm going with a couple teams that I normally don't bet on, but we'll try it today. First five under 4.5 runs between the White Sox and the Orioles. So I know most people are probably not paying attention to the Orioles these days, but Tyler Wells is having himself a nice little run here. 1-0 this year with a 2.31 ERA. He has been consistently good. I know it's a smaller sample size, but still the stuff has been playing. Meanwhile, Martin Perez starts for the White Sox. He's 1-5 with a 3.27 ERA. But the home road splits matter because Martin Perez in Chicago has been fantastic. A 1.67 ERA this year when pitching in Chicago. And plus, he's a veteran pitcher. Like, he's been around the block a while. So he's somebody that I trust a little bit. So 4.5 feels like a gettable number, especially when both these offenses really don't have a lot of punch. I was thinking to myself, okay, the Orioles have been playing a little bit better as of late, right? No. Over the last month, all of their offensive metrics are still in the bottom half of baseball. In fact, the Orioles are striking out the third most of any team in baseball over the last month in the big league. So I think with both of these offenses being pretty pedestrian and both these pitchers being pretty dependable, first five under 4.5 for -125 is the play between the White Sox and the Orioles.
Chelsea, best of luck today. All right, massive card for me. Do as I say, not as I do. So unless you're feeling really confident, I'm going with this. I'm laying a lot of juice today, and we're going to have some fun, like Double D says. Who cares? All right, Cubs-Pirates, early game. First five, under five, -155. Matthew Boyd taking on Johan Oviedo. This hit the first game of the series, didn't hit yesterday. I think it hits today, just because if you look at Johan Oviedo, he's been really good. 2-0, 2.81 ERA. Has not allowed more than two runs in his last five outings. Then you've got Matthew Boyd. He's given up at least four runs in his last four of his last five, but the Pirates are so bad in the first five. Also, Boyd has faced the Buccos twice this season. They hit him for two runs in five innings back on April 30th, only one run over six innings back on June the 4th. First five under five is the play. Any lanes, Chelsea?
Ah, well, I like a lot of the plays on your card. The A's and the Red Sox, like, I like that play quite a bit, but the only thing that goes against it is the fact that the A's have been kind of hot. Like, I think they've won.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Five games in a row. I think eventually, like, the tables do turn, and Giolito's a good starter. But if I did have a lean, I like that one. The Red Sox on the run line against the A's.
Yeah, if you're going to play it, if you're listening, watching, I would play it on the run line. You can get that at plus money. I'm going to play it -1. I'm toying around with these, having some fun with it. A's are going with Mason Barnett, and I'm really fading him. 12 runs in 12 and two-thirds innings. He also gave up three runs in 3 2/3 in his last start against the Red Sox. Also, Boston going Lucas Giolito. A's have been hot. I think this is when the Red Sox get it done. Going Red Sox -1 at -127. Also, Mariners at Royals. Over 8. I'm going to play it down from 8 and the hook and go over 8. If you want to play it over 8.5, I like that as well. Bryce Miller on the mound for Seattle. Away from home this season. 2-3, a 5.58 ERA. He's given up four or more runs in four of his last six starts. I initially liked Seattle. Now I think Royals are a live dog here. Cole Reagans is back from rehab in this game. before he left to work on his rotator cuff, ERA over 5. He looked good in the minors in his rehab starts, but he's not going to go long in this game. He will be on a pitch count. The Royals' bullpen is mediocre. Could be a long game for them. Let's go over 8 today in Kansas City. Seattle is the number one team to the over on the road this season. Rangers, first 5. Money line, minus 137. In Houston against the Astros, Jacob DeGrom taking on Christian Javier. This is a coin flip. And Jacob DeGrom hasn't been Jacob DeGrom-ish over his last couple starts, which is to say, whatever, 3 runs over 7 innings. Ultimately, we're talking about someone who allows opponents to hit 185 when he is pitching on the road. The Astros have had real issues scoring after the All-Star break. Rangers are the 4th-best team in Major League Baseball in the first 5 when they are on the road. Rangers, first 5, money line, minus 137. And what would a show be if we didn't fade the Rocks? Oh, yeah. Marlins, money line, minus 160 in Colorado. Ryan Weathers going for Miami. McCade Brown going for the Rockies. McCade Brown is 0-4 with a 9.88 ERA. Small sample size, doesn't matter. Gave up 3 runs in 4 innings to the Cubs, 6 runs in 1/3 against the Padres. Will he get run support? I don't know. I doubt it. Rockies are the worst first 5 team in the sport. They have the worst bullpen in the sport, and you get to fade them at this price. This should be more punitive. It is not. Marlins on a money line, minus 160 in Denver, and that is the card.
Ah, you got to put that in the group chat with all of your high-achieving friends. Be like, listen, I know you guys are doing meaningful work for NASA,
right?
But I just gave an A-plus handicap on Marlins Rockies.
Guys, I just faded the Rocks. Who's with me? Dead silence. We're furthering the society that we live in, and you're throwing your money down, fading Colorado. Whatever. I like what I'm doing, so I'm going to keep doing it. Also, we got to find out what's coming up on Bet Sweat. So Joe O is here. Before we get to that, we got to find out what the Donkster is up to. Donkster, get on in here.
If you're tired of winning, just send me on my way, because that's all I've done is win.
Are you doing this again?
Is that not good? I'm just asking, is that good?
Donkster, we didn't even say anything.
I ain't going to the beach. I'm just getting going.
Okay, I think that's enough.
This program is built on the name, image, and likeness of Sidney Sweeney.
Okay. All right. Okay. Please give us a bet, please.
Tigers, money line at the Guardians.
Okay. Come up next to Bet Sweats. Something much more entertaining than that, we know, for sure. Joe Ostrowski. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Chelsea, I am so excited for you. Youth sports is going to give you so much content, and I cannot wait. I am not surprised in the least that it's starting at 6 years old. I've heard a lot of stories. I got into it last year with a guy, and he was waiting for me in the parking lot. Like,
what?
Just wait. Oh, it gets worse. I mean, it probably shouldn't come as a surprise that the stories that you hear. But, yeah, starting at 6 doesn't surprise me. I didn't really see it that young then. But the stories that I get now, because I'm on, like, the baseball board, that's a regular thing.
Oh, I remember this growing up, and like, you didn't see how crazy it was because you were young, you didn't know any better.
Yes,
but like, sure. I remember on one of my brother's All-Star games, there was a coach of ours that pushed over an opposing coach that was in a wheelchair.
Oh my God. What? It's remarkable.
Hashtag sportsmanship.
Yeah, yeah. Trying to relive through their children.
One of these days, yeah. We have to get the full waiting for me in the parking lot story. That sounds incredible. Yeah. Joe O, glad you're okay. Good to see you. Have a great show. We are out of time for this edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. For Chelsea Messenger and Joe O's parking lot stalker, I'm Michael Jenkins. Enjoy your Wednesday. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.